Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
let me hear you say, "Hey, Miss Carter." 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 Let me hear you say, "Let me hear you say, let me hear you say, let me hear you say, let me hear you say."
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The rich bitch, bitch stole my look, for $1,000. Femme Queen Face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ Magazine, for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance, for $500. High Fashion Streetwear, Versace, 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 for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less, for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin JG Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page. February 15th. I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours, she's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary...
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? Oh, bitch, we is back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. It's a motherfucking cipher of motherfucking tea. It's a cipher of gossip. It's a cipher of everything, Miss Thing. Positive and negative. You get it all here on the number one show. On Monday night, you get the gossip, you get the shade, you get the tea, you get the recap of the weekend, and on Tuesdays, you get the trash talk with London and her cast, and then on Wednesday nights, you get all the positivity and all the recaps from all the shows, TV shows and reality shows that y'all love to talk about on Wednesday night. But we're here to definitely recap the weekend of Hot Atlanta, honey. The Atlanta Awards Ball and the Pioneer Icon Stewart Ebony I Am Ball. What's up to everybody in the chat room that's on Blog Talk chat room? What's up to everybody that's on the phone lines? The phone lines are jam-packed. We have a lot of stuff going on here tonight. And we're going to recap it all, okay? Bitch, it's some motherfucking shit, bitch. When I tell you, I had a motherfucking blast, okay, in motherfucking Hotlanta this weekend. I really didn't do that much but go to the functions and things, but baby, overall, I had a good time. A bitch was motherfucking sitting every motherfucking night when she stepped out. And I had a lovely time. I enjoyed myself, baby. But we're going to get into all the madness and all the drama and stuff, Miss Thing. I'm about to wake Facebook up in a few minutes, bitch. It's going to be nasty. So I am your girlfriend. Text your girlfriend and let all your girlfriends know, bitch, to call her to the radio show. Get online, Miss Thing. Get next to your computer and go to the official ballroom radio station, Miss Thing, because it's my turn to strike back, honey. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my esteemed cast members, honey, that definitely helped me, you know, with everything, and you know, and we sit down and we have our brunches and things and we spill the gossip and we recap everything before we bring it to y'all live on Monday night. Without further ado, it's the legendary overall father himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up!
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up!
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up!
Pull them up!
Put your drinks
up! Let's go!
Put your drinks up!
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up!
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up, put your fucking drinks up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Hands up, TikTok, hands up, TikTok.
Rodney!
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? Nothing much. Just chilling. We got a, it's no shade. We got to, I got to talk to the people over in headquarters because we need to get Marcus an intro, honey. Marcus needs an intro for Monday night because he's always at all the functions and things, and he's always here giving us commentary, honey. We got to get Marcus an intro. Marcus!
What's going on, Kelly?
Hi, what's going on?
I left you, but hi, Kelly.
Hey. What's tea, honey?
Nothing but love dinner with Rodney.
Did y'all enjoy yourself this weekend?
Yes, I actually did. I've been, mine was a short one, but for the most part, I have enjoyed myself. I want to say happy birthday to Tone Balenciaga. We just actually left his birthday dinner.
Happy birthday, Tone.
Legendary.
Yes. Work, Tone. It's Tone's birthday, honey, baby.
Happy 41st. You look over.
Honey. Wait, honey. Wait, who is this girl? I got kicked out. Baby, I didn't kick you out, baby. The show is packed. I didn't kick you out, honey. Baby. Wait. Oh, wait, hold on. Send me your number, girl. Send me your number. Your number. Give me your number. Your number. Okay, honey, because I want you on the line. I want you on the line anyway, honey. Bitch, I want you on the phone lines anyway. So hold on. Let me call Miss Michi because she got kicked out. Girls, y'all better hold y'all space, Miss Thang. Don't be moving around too much in y'all house, Miss Thang, because, baby, the phone lines are jam-packed already, honey. They've been jam-packed before I even came on the line. The phone lines been jam-packed. So y'all better hold y'all motherfucking, y'all queue in the line, honey. Honey, hold on. Oh, it's not? Well, I don't know why she's telling me to call her, Miss Thang, girl. Hold on. Miss Thang, girl. I think she just want VIP treatment, Miss Thang, honey. Hold on, honey. But hold on. Okay, I'm trying to get her on the phone. Hold on. And my sister is here. My sister's here, too, Miss Thang. And she's listening to the show, Miss Thang, honey. Bitch.
Which sister?
My sister. My sister, Miss Motherfucking Snow, you already know. Hold on, okay. Michi, you're there, honey. Hold on. Jason, you're live on the air.
No, Kelly, I just don't want to lose my seat.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Okay, who is this? Let me see who these callers are. 716-220, you're live on the air.
Oh, no. Just listening.
Okay, press 1 and take your hand down, please. Press 1 and take your hand down. Okay, thank you. Okay. Is this the icon, James Caan, on my line?
This Bishop.
Oh, this Bishop. Okay, Bishop, hold on. Okay. Bitch, your number looks like James, honey. Hold on. Put your name by your number, honey. Hold on. Okay. Baby, okay, yeah. Well, I don't want to start off with the recap. First, okay, I want to go, who is this private caller? Private caller, who are you?
Hi, I just wanted to slide through real quick.
Oh, my God. What's going on, Miss Bridge?
Yeah. Hello, you know, I'm relaxing right now, just getting into the show.
Oh, you just getting in the show? Well, you sit right there. You sit right there when I said don't go no place. Because I don't want to get into the show. I don't want to get into the recap just yet, okay?
Hey, London.
Hey, Rodney. Oh.
Yes,
hey,
I don't want to get into the recap right now, honey. I don't want to get into the recap right now, but I want everybody that's on. Hold on, I gotta remove this as the pending post, the ping post, and I have to change this post. I want everybody to get into my post that I just post in the into the official Ballroom Radio station. Hold on, Michi, are you there? Michi,
I'm here.
Are you there, Michi? Well, I want you to get into my post.
Girl.
I want you to get into my post that I just posted in the official Ballroom Radio station. Okay, 6 months. 6 months later, Miss Thang, life is a motherfucking bitch, Miss Thang. You posted my mugshot, now I posted yours, Miss Thang. Lawrence, Father Ebony is incarcerated, Miss Thang. $100,000 bond, Miss Thang. His first bond is $500. His second bond is $100,000, bitch. You strike at me, bitch, and I come back, Miss Thang, with motherfucking fucking Avengers. Now, bitch, let's motherfucking play, bitch. Since the girls want to play with mugshots, bitch, I'm playing with mugshots. Chill. I can do this. Chill.
Ooh, no.
Michi, what's tea? What's up now? Okay? It was real quiet over there yesterday in that Ebony section without Mr. Lawrence being in. Oh, hold on. My girlfriend got hung up on. It was real quiet yesterday over there in that Ebony section without Lawrence being in the building since he got incarcerated on Friday. Michi, you don't have anything to say? I bet you don't, honey. Let the choir get quiet, honey, okay? The choir is quiet.
Clearly, this is not the topic of the show tonight. I mean,
no, it is the topic of the show.
No, girl,
it's the topic.
I mean, girl, I already knew you were gonna get your lick back, bitch. I already knew you was gonna get your
lick back. Oh yeah, you know I was
gonna
get my lick back.
Girl,
but it is the topic. It is the topic. It is the topic of the show, Miss Faye, because
it's
the girls licked my pussy, Miss Faye. Now I'm licking the girls' pussy right motherfucking back, bitch. Okay. So now all you girls, y'all can go search and y'all can keep updated on Lawrence the same way y'all was updated on me when I was incarcerated. His information is out there in black and white for y'all, Miss Faye. He scratched my back. I scratched his back.
Ooh, Kelly, you licked his pussy so good.
Yeah, I'm licking down, honey. I'm licking down tonight, honey. Hold on, we got a bunch of callers that's on the phone lines, honey. Hold on. 917-72, they hung up. They went out. 214-477, you're live on the air.
Boo.
Hello?
Boo, boo, boo.
What's boo?
That was lame. You look good, though, Kelly. You did look good, though. I got to get that to you, but boo.
Hey, J-Rob.
What was lame, J-Rob? What was lame?
Hey, Michi, hi, London.
Oh,
hey,
no. J-Rob, what was lame,
hey,
J-Rob? Hello? What was lame, Miss Faye? What was lame that Lawrence put my mugshot out, Miss Faye, girl, and I just post his mugshot out, and so that was lame?
It didn't get me up.
It didn't get you up, but it got everybody else up.
Actually, Lawrence did not post your mugshot out, honey. It was already posted, sweetie.
No, actually, my mugshot was...
Did we already have this discussion?
And if you want to get technical, Lawrence did post my mugshot. My mugshot was posted in a group that I was a part of, a group with 12 people that was in the group, and Lawrence took my mugshot out the group and posted it in official underground. I mean, he posted in the official Ballroom Radio station. Okay? But let's get to our recap, honey. Rodney and Marcus, would you like to, whichever one of y'all would like to start the recap, honey? Y'all Ebony's, I'm going to put you Ebony's back on hold. I just wanted y'all on while I broke the news, but I'm going to put y'all back on hold. I'm going to put y'all back on hold, and if y'all want to talk when all the callers and everybody start calling in and, you know, and giving it to y'all girlfriend, y'all can definitely
touch
one.
Keep me on
okay?
this motherfucking line, honey.
Huh?
Honey, you can put me on the hold. Letitia just put me in the hold.
Keep us on this line. We ready. Let's go.
Are you ready? I'm going to keep y'all right there because, you know, the girls will definitely be calling in to give it to y'all girlfriend. And congratulations on Letitia and Terry joining the house.
Welcome, Letitia. Welcome, Terry.
Okay, we're going to put y'all on hold. We're going to do our recap. Okay. Marcus, Rodney, which one of y'all want to go first?
Well, you guys need to go first since I was there for Saturday as well. I just got there on Sunday, remember?
Well, would y'all like me to just go ahead and cover the women's ballroom quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Cover the women's ball, yeah.
Congratulations to Jamie, 007, Jules Mizrahi, and Mother Denise. The ball was extremely good. It was really nice. They had really nice trophies. It was fun. It was nice to see the mainstream support. Mainstream support to WBD team. So, you know, I definitely enjoyed myself. Shout out to the WBD team. It was wonderful. That's that.
Okay. Shout out to Jamie and the WBT, you know, Alliance, honey, for having a fabulous event.
It was going to make it better. I stopped watching it.
Okay.
Now let's go to Saturday.
Yes, let's go to Saturday.
Okay. Congratulations.
Who got that noise in the background? Ronnie, that's you?
Brandon.
Put the Ebony's on hold, Kelly.
The Ebony's on hold. London, are you sitting with us or you want me to put you on hold?
That's not me. I'm by myself.
I mean, I can take my seat.
Oh, okay, London. No, you can stay there with us. Well, who? No. Oh, hold on. That's one of those.
Oh,
that was...
I sleep on one this time.
No, who
that's
is that?
That's problem, man. Northdale. Yeah, it's Portland play you.
Wait, hold on.
That's a play you start there.
Let me go down. Let me go down this board, honey. Hold on.
You must have a caller on.
Oh, yeah, I must do. Because I don't even see them, honey. Where the fuck are they at?
Telling me at the same damn time.
Bitch, I don't even see where the fuck they at, bitch. It's so many fucking people. They fucking dropped out wherever the fuck they was at, bitch. But, child, and there's so many people, I can't see everybody that's on the board, honey.
Well, they got quiet now.
Okay.
Did y'all hear me?
Alexis?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at work, y'all.
Can you
press
1 and bring your number back to the top so I can mute
phone
you.
Too, Alexis.
Okay, that was Alexis. I know she had
pressed
1 and then had went away. Okay.
Well, back to the recap.
Okay.
Shout out to Vito, Brandon Levin, and Ken St. Laurent. The ball was all in all very, very, very nice. A completed ball. Started at a decent hour, ended at a decent hour. All categories called, all cash given out. And, you know, above all, you know, it was the trophies were fab. The trophies were really fab. Sturdy, heavy.
You know, the reemergence of, you know, the first night of, you know, many good nights to come back again in Atlanta. It kind of reminded you more of an old school ball in Atlanta versus how it's been recently in the past. Kelly?
Overall, out of a score of 10, I would definitely have to give the ball a score of a 7. And I'm going to give them a score of a 7 because I was told that the ball was going to, the first category was going to start at 6 o'clock. And I was there at 6:30, and I sat there. I sat there from 6:30 until 7 o'clock. And so I went to Baskin and Robbins and got me a milkshake and came back. And I sat there from 7 until 9 o'clock waiting for the ball to start. And so I was over that. And I was ready to go because I hate getting to a ball on time and, you know, and then the ball, you know, don't start, honey. So I definitely got to give Marcos kudos, you know, for definitely saying his ball is going to start at a certain time and, you know, and he starts at that time, honey, because, you know, I know that for a fact because I walked in North Carolina, bitch, it was no LSS, and I was on the judges panel. Got to give Marcos kudos for that for always starting on time. But overall, the girls really didn't participate in the ball like that. For a ball of that magnitude and for it to be an awards ball, the girls really didn't participate like that. I got to say grand prize to Shannon Balenciaga for definitely winning $1,000. I got to give a big shout-out to all the girls that definitely did come out for that category because all the girls definitely looked fab, Miss Thing. But I think that a lot of them could have put more, you know, work into the effects and things for $1,000.
Which one, Kelly? Which one?
What?
Which one?
I'm not saying which ones. I'm just saying, you know,
no,
in
girl,
general.
We say names on this show.
We say names?
Yes, we do.
Kelly, y'all give me like 5 minutes and I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm just, you know, the girl, I'm just saying all of them could have put more into the effects for $1,000 category. Okay. For overall, Trishay's her interest that she did, you know, it was, you know, it gave me a slight $1,000 tee, but she could have put more into her effect, I think. Like her you know, her dress or, you know, her panty and bra. But the horse and the carriage and all of that was definitely fab, honey. But I think the rest, everybody else besides, you know, her little interest that he did, could have put more, $4,000, even though it wasn't calling for anything. They could have definitely put more into it, $4,000. Let me see. What other category was hot? I think it was fierce. I think it was really fierce that all the Vogue femmes got chopped by DeMario Prodigy like that mistake. I think that was just so fierce that he went through those girls. He went through everybody besides Little James, and they chopped everybody that came out there for that category. I think that was fierce that all of those girls got chopped. What else? Let me see. What other category?
Legendary Realness with a twist.
Oh, I didn't see that category. I went to go outside to smoke and use the bathroom when they had called that category.
Well, shout out to the legendary twisters that did participate, Face,
Ebony, Jameek Ebony, and Rico Christian. They came out and played, and grand prize ended up going to the winner of Realness with a Twist, who came back and battled the legends, Jay Herrera, excuse me, Jay Khan, sorry, $1,000 Realness with a Twist win. That's two, number two for you. It's first Schoolboy and Realness with a Twist. So congratulations on that.
Yes, definitely congratulations to Jay on that. What other category? The best dress category was definitely a controversial category also.
Before we go to that, Kelly, congratulations to Michi Lavin and Raymond Lavin on their best dress spectator win. They looked really nice. I definitely loved Michi's coat, jacket. Shout out to them. And then best dress team best dress for $1,000 went to Mark Milan and Simone Prada. So for y'all girls who thought she had disappeared, went on vacation. She wasn't on vacation. She was definitely in Atlanta.
Yes, she definitely was. Honey.
That looked
that dress,
wonderful.
That dress was motherfucking everything she had on, though. No shade, honey. That dress.
So what did you think about the other teams, Kelly, for best dress? The team for best dress.
The other team for best dress. I think the other team. The other team that had on the all black with the headpieces, I think that their team was definitely best dressed. I don't think they deserved to got chopped.
Those headpieces were everything.
Yeah,
and
I think those,
and her partner.
Yeah, I think that it should have been a battle between them and Simone and her partner. I think. But the other teams, I don't think that they was as strong as those two teams was, and they got chopped. That's just my opinion. I think I seen that the young lady had wrote a post that the dress was $2,500 that she had with that for the Poochie dress that she had wore. But I think that she could have had something that was much more stronger than that dress. It just faded out. My opinion.
What I think was Rico Milan was so done in an elegant way, and he had on a red fur. That Poochie print dress or the Poochie dress, and to me it was pink. It just didn't really go well with what he had on. He was so done, and Rhea, her dress was really expensive, and the little, you know, shawl she had over it, you know. It looked nice. It just didn't necessarily, maybe he should have changed what he was going to wear, because he kind of outshined her, per se. You know what I mean? Like, he would have been saving. Had they gotten 10, it would have been him saving the team, because he was totally done. And I don't think that, you know, and necessarily, I guess when you say team best dress, it should have been a little more complimenting. Like, you know, like everybody else kind of had, they kind of wore the same color or it kind of matched a little better, you know. But they were, you know, they looked nice. And then the Lavin team, Ebony, Sherry, and Josh. I mean, I know where they were going with it because it was kind of like sportswear from a pageant. It just, for this particular night, it didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't. It definitely didn't.
But I know where they were going with it. At a pageant, it had definitely worked.
And so, you know, the girls was definitely, you know, what else before we go into that? Oh, my God. That everybody has been talking about Katrina Ebony's entrance at the ball. Your take on it, Marcus?
You had to be there. The Ebonys are my, you know, are like my surrogate family. But I will say this. I think everybody gets caught up in the moment and they pay the category. The category said you're supposed to have the name of your house on your T-shirt. So as sickness that was, or not, that some people may thought, she still didn't have Ebony on the front of her T-shirt. So technically, it was supposed to be a chop. I'm just saying, I still love you, Katrina, and I love Ebony.
Honey, hold on.
Because they did follow the categories all night long. But for some particular reason, they paid that.
Honey.
Your thoughts, Kelly?
My thoughts of the situation is that I have to write something. I have to write something underneath the Lawrence post in the group. But my thought of the situation was that her performance from the top, the whole idea would have been a great concept if they would have prepared her coming off of it would have been great. But the performance from the top was cute. The slide from the top, the slide down was everything, but the coming off was just like, it lost the momentum when she came off, honey. It was lackluster for
trying to give the ballroom a
moment. Yes, we definitely got to give
it. Definitely, it was definitely.
Hold
and
on.
From the top, it was sickening.
Yes,
J Rock up there.
J Rock. Hello. J Rock. Hello. You are hitting me up to bring you on, and I'm bringing you on, and you're not saying anything, J-Rock. Oh, child, well, I don't know, honey.
Because I thought maybe when she was up there, I was like, well, how is she going to get down? Because I noticed the slide was there, but I knew the slide didn't go low enough to the ground where she could have got down. I said, is she about to swing off of that onto the stage or something? I was like, bitch, that's probably
But actually, after coming home and sitting here, and watching the video with my daughter Lay, and we critiqued the video and looked at the video, that part that she got hooked on, if she would have knew after critiquing the video and Laomi looking at the video, that part that she got her leg got hooked on, if she would have just pulled that little wire, the thing would have came down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lay seen all of that in the video and everything. How if she would have pulled that little thing she got hooked on, it would have came right down and she could have just came off and just had a nasty performance. But overall, honey, you know, the girls was definitely reading about the tables for $200, and that the tables only had a platter with chicken wings and meatballs in a bottle for $200.
You know, we just were at dinner and we were discussing this. We're about to address this for y'all. Wow, you should have something on your table. When you pay for a table, you are paying for premium seating. If something else comes on it, that's nice. Me particularly, I like to put things on the table so you won't read me. However, I believe now instead of saying house tables, we should just say premium seating. And we actually should start giving you a number of, you know, bands like Goddess Rodeo does it. If a table seats 10, you get 10 armbands and 10 people can sit here. Don't act like you at the Oscars and the Grammys and you are SAG Awards and you just bought a table for $25,000 and you just pay $200 to watch a ball. You're paying to sit out. We just talked about that at dinner. So.
Mm.
It was I told what was on the table was edible. It was meatballs. It was wings. They tasted good. You know, had you been there, yours would have been hot. You know, I looked at that part. I thought it was still, you know, I might would have maybe wanted more of it on there just so, you know, maybe put a little more quantity on there. But I thought it was nice. You got that and the bottle of Moscato. And the bottle of Moscato was pretty large.
Bishop, you live on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Katrina thing. I think if she would have practiced it before, then it would have came out much more better. But I ultimately think it was the spur of the moment thing, and I think that's where it failed. But this is my thing: it was creative, and it did turn it. It turned it And, you know, I thank God that, you know, nothing didn't happen tragic. But that was my thing. The risk was selfish, you know. And, you know, like I said before, I mean, she turned it, but, you know, you have to think about these things. And then on top of that, if you want something to come out to perfection and something to show out, I think you should have practiced it before it happened. It was a spirit of the moment thing, but things like that, you know, but I think she really turned it, and I think she really, really opened up the table also, you know, for things like that to happen at balls.
Well, it's going to always be remembered. I mean, sometimes you really don't. I think, I'll be honest with you, and we always say things in hindsight. I think had she just kind of even vogued from the top and got her tens up and, like, judges score me from the top and never did that, it still would have been a moment because it was a surprise element. I'll be honest with you. Like, when Laomi did the coming out of the wall from at the Balenciaga ball, at the, you know, not Balenciaga, the Capital Awards, the first $5,000 female figure, no one expected her to come from that wall. You didn't know it. So it was a shock, it was a surprise, and it was a moment. It was, it went with it and it kind of worked.
And it was a gag. You know? You're exactly right.
It was a gag, right. Had she stayed up there and just vogued and got her 10s, they were like, because Kevin knew, and Kevin was like, from the top, and she came out. You know, it was evening, and everybody looked up, and it was, you know, that made it a moment. Even rolling down, it was a moment, sliding down. It was kind of like when she couldn't get down, when it kind of lost its, you know, momentum, per se.
That's what I think really, really lost it, because when I looked at the video, I did do my critique on it. I did kiki about it a little bit, but I said this is going to be a historical moment, and, you know, it's going to be known as a historical moment. People are going to, you know, link this and always put this up in the official ballroom scene. Like, y'all remember this? It's going to be a throwback ballroom scene moment.
Well,
also,
bitch, was you the one that made the video with the Benny Hill, with the
don't come.
Hill music?
You got
me. Me? No, but that thing tried it. That whoever made that, they tried it right there.
Yes, it is.
Got mail. You've got mail.
Mm.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry. Huh? We got talking about the Twisters yet?
We named everybody that walked. We congratulated the winner, and we moved on.
Okay. So,
question.
Because I was wondering why it was only, you know, that many that walked, because normally when we at the balls, the Twisters always scream, oh, could you separate our legendary part from the legendary Vogue films? Instead of just having a legendary performance, could you have Twist by itself? And Ken provided a platform for them to have it for $1,000, and you had only three legendary Twisters to walk. So I was really disappointed to hear that. So moving forward, you know, that's a you know, step ladder for we can use to, like, okay, well, y'all done come out with them for $1,000, so, but you'll have 15 of them come out for $50.
Well, can you blame them, Rodney? Y'all have a legendary film queen performance all the time for $1,000, and you might get one or two. Is it any different?
Yeah, they don't ask for it. You just give it to them.
That was a good recovery. You know, bitch, you've been
thank
eating
you.
It all night.
Thank you. I've been hanging around you a lot, so I know how to give a bullshit answer.
You know what, Felicia?
Yeah, thank you.
Keep it cute on this show.
I always do. Are you going to tell how bad you say everybody looked that Vogue, Marcus? Or are we not calling names again, like Kelly said earlier? Because both of y'all on this phone faking the funk.
I said all of them.
I was going to keep it real on this phone or on the show or in live, like I had the opportunity to do last night at the at Stewart's ball. Let's come clean this evening, people. You want to show?
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, okay.
No, well, what do you mean? I dress performance all together. I said a lot of it might also had to do with the thing in the middle of the stage. Like, it was like a step up and step up. So it really wasn't, unless you were voguing all the way in the back where the runway was kind of level the whole time,
it really wasn't conducive to you doing all kind of tricks. Naima Ebony, you know, she figured out a way to maneuver it, you know, to
get Kelly it. And Marcus, what, I mean, I wasn't there, so I cannot say I haven't seen clips or anything like that. What didn't Jonique do in y'all eyes to get shocked that FaZe and the rest of them did to get pinned?
Jonique wasn't shocked for his performance. Jonique was chopped because they were questioning his designer label.
Oh, okay.
His glasses, he said, were Armani Exchange. And because they were fashion girls on the panel, they were giving like, well, that's not a designer. And Vito corrected them. And Ken corrected them and said, well, we never said a high-end label or anything like that. We just said a designer frame. So, you know, our designer piece.
Were those the same fashion girls that was on the panel for the $1,000 best dress, or was it a different group of fashion girls?
It was the same girls.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
Rodney, that was a shady comment.
Thank you.
Well, Rodney, what do you think about the fashion categories from that panel? What did you think?
I haven't seen any clips or anything from it. I'm just, from what I'm hearing, as far as them.
Well, what have you heard, per se?
That they was chopping people because they didn't know what the fetish was, but then they gave tens of people that they didn't know who the fetish was as well. So I was just confused.
Why are you saying they? Do you know a name?
No, the promoter of the event brought to the people, if you guys don't know what the fetish is, why are you chopping them? Or if you don't know what the fetish is, why are you giving them tens? One judge in particular was named that I heard was Camaro. But I don't know who the other judges was at that time. I just heard Camaro named.
She was speaking to Camaro pretty directly.
Okay.
In my opinion. Kelly, your thoughts?
Yeah, he was speaking to Camaro.
Right.
She
put the microphone in Camaro's face, right.
Okay.
I shout out to Vito, too. I have been in that situation before.
Talk about the ball. I think he should be in the line.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Vito, too. It's a thin line between respecting your judge's decision but also letting them know you're not going to take shit. I think he did a great job at kind of doing that because he kind of called them out when he thought they were wrong, but he still respected their decision and the rule, and their decision was still there. Like, he said, I don't want you to change the decision. It's still a job, but I want y'all to, like, cut y'all bullshit. I want to give him a shout-out for that because a lot of times the promoters will either overstep their boundaries and rescind the person's chop, or two, just let it go on without addressing it at all. So shout out to him for that.
Somebody hit me up and said Enrique was chopping everybody on Friday.
Well, Enrique didn't get there to Saturday.
Oh.
What was Friday?
I don't know.
Now that was a ball in Baltimore, I think, but I don't think he was there because he was in Atlanta.
Sorry, they said Saturday.
Well, who else? I didn't see Enrique chop a lot of people. Enrique, press one.
Wait a minute. You know, I wasn't paying attention. Cause, bitch, I was over it, honey.
Why were you over it,
Kelly?
You was over because you had to wait so long for the ball to start?
I had to wait so long. When I have to wait around for a ball to start, I really get over it and get drained for the situation.
Well,
while
we're there, legendary Kelly, Ms. Rahi, I want to know, what red carpet were you coming from for Filthy Realness?
What?
What red carpet were you on? Because Filthy Realness said, bring it like you're on the red carpet. What red carpet were you on?
I was on the red carpet for the BET.
Well, that's your answer, people.
Oh, Kelly, they said you weren't ready for the walking category. You should have been chopped.
Well, who asked that question, Miss Stang? Because, girl, my mug was sitting, Miss Stang. My clutch was sitting, Miss Stang. My gown was sitting, Miss Stang, girl.
No, Kelly, that wasn't a gown.
Dress was sitting, Miss Stang. My dress was sitting, so what was the red carpet about my look?
it's no shade. Now that you're saying you was BET a red carpet, I can see it.
Okay, mistake. It's plenty of people mistake, bitch. It's people that wear motherfucking pants, motherfucking suits, or motherfucking red carpets with flats, mistake, cuts and all types of shit that get on worst dress list and everything. Mistake, they didn't say you have to be on the best dress motherfucking list for the red carpet.
I think that's why they didn't chop you, and that would have been a great rebuttal. They asked tonight at dinner, it was addressed on the show, and you answered it. People, that's your answer.
Let's say, who addressed me at dinner?
They didn't address you. They asked the question, dog.
They asked the question. Miss Say, well, then let's ask the question. Let's ask the question, Miss Say. I don't know her girl name, Miss Say. What's her name?
Who?
What's her name, Miss Say? You know, she used to walk... she used to walk Sex Siren. What's her name?
You talking about L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, yes. Miss Say, what carpet was she going to?
Well, they might have addressed her too, but they knew you was my girlfriend, so they asked me.
Okay, what carpet? And then the Balenciaga girl that won over me, what carpet was she going to? Because if they want to get technical, all three of us should have been chopped. The only person that should have actually been up there if they were wearing red carpet was my daughter Nikki Mizrahi. Then if they talk about red carpet, all three of us should have been chopped.
You don't think Kenya was done? Kenya Balenciaga?
No, not red carpet.
She
if y'all
the red number.
If they criticize my look.
Gal.
Huh?
No, Kelly, you had on a short dress.
She had on a short red dress, too.
Oh, I thought she had on, like, a red gown.
No, she had on a short red dress that came past her knee. That stopped on top of her knee. Mine came past my knee.
Are we a picture of Verify Kelly? I don't remember.
Oh, get a picture, baby. She had on a short red dress. One side was cut out on the side, honey. Short red dress with black pointed toe padded leather shoes.
Why didn't you say that when y'all was battling?
I don't get into those minor critiques for a trophy. I get into those critiques
it's
for cash.
Okay.
If they both got tears, Michael, what was into dispute?
Huh?
No one said they wasn't. Not red carpet at the ball. They gave tens, remember? So what was it to dispute?
Well, it wasn't the judges. It was other people. People
the judges
the
only thing
that
matters. So the people
well,
are
going to I'm just addressing the concerns, y'all.
So, baby, they could have asked me, baby, please.
And your answer was prepared. That's the same thing. The Pacholi young girl did not want to walk. The little, she was like a not the Balenciaga one, but the other girl who was kind of ethnic, she might have been mixed white, Latino or something. She didn't want to walk. And I said, well, actually, you didn't have to tell them that you were at a Grammy Awards. You could have been at the VH1 Music Video Awards or, you know, any type of awards. You could have been at the People's Choice, Nickelodeon or something. Right. It didn't say what type of Source Awards, right. It didn't address what red carpet. And then she actually got up and went out there. So shout out to the young lady, Mother Pacholi from Western New York. I think she's from Western New York. Shout out to
her. Why did they chop, who chopped Mona? I think that was Sophia.
I didn't get to see it.
You seen everything, and you seen everybody else, but you ain't see that. And you were sitting right
there. I was sitting there talking to Pacholi girl into walking. Stop telling you, Kelly.
I look right at you when I walked up there. She came a few seconds after me.
Stay in this lane.
Actually, Kelly, I didn't watch you. I didn't watch you get scored either. I thought it was going to chop you, too.
Yeah,
Miss Say, you on pitch, please.
And then make a right here.
So, Marcus, in your opinion, you are very opinionated when it comes to categories, and you really see the open, you know, the broader picture. You didn't think Kelly was any red carpet ready?
No, not at all.
Okay, at least you're open and honest.
Was it given Sunday's best?
No, she gave very much like she was going to look like she was going to a ball.
I look like I was going to a ball. What was that?
She looked like she was going to a ball. Her face was stamped, but, you know, she had to give that. In fact, Kelly, I think you did you have old boots, girl?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay, girl. I just, maybe, I'm not familiar with boots being on the red carpet. But
Miss Thang, we're not familiar with you, baby. We need to go and get red carpet pictures, Miss Thang, honey, okay? Because my girlfriend, Miss Kim Whitley, stays on the worst dressed motherfucking list at the motherfucking at, award ceremonies, Miss Thang. And she be having on Doc Martens and everything.
Well, I guess I
want to.
Why would you
want to
be on the worst dress list?
They didn't say what list you had to be on. They said red carpet. They didn't say best or worst, mistake. Bitches got nerve to want to criticize my motherfucking look, mistake. Girl, bitches kiss my motherfucking ass, mistake. Girl, bitch, I got my motherfucking tins. What up, mistake, girl? Please. My mug was sitting, mistake. My mug
was sitting, girl.
Motherfucking sitting and saying the girls just couldn't take me, Miss Thang. That's what it was.
Kelly, they said
Kelly, can you post your picture in
the
official ballroom?
You said what?
Can you post your picture in the official ballroom and we'll let the people decide if you made the red carpet list or not. If
Miss
you were red carpet
is
ready
all
or
around,
not.
Miss Thang, well, I will definitely post.
Well,
no,
girl, like I told you, I'm not no fan, girl. I don't follow you on Instagram. We're going to ask you to post
the
picture.
I be telling her that shit, too.
I'm your girlfriend. I'm not your fan. So, girl, I'm not on your Instagram. Can you post the picture in the official ballroom, and we'll let the people decide if you were red carpet ready or not.
Okay, well, I posted a picture right now, Miss Thang, girl, bitch. I don't really care what the people think anyway, Miss Thang, but I'm going to post a picture just for you, okay?
Right, girl, it's a shameless plug for my ball, girl. Let me just let a real bitch through.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Honey, I post my picture. I post my picture.
You have a good day.
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. Miss Snow, your card declined.
Shit, you must be don't know who the fuck I am.
Honey, bitch, hold on. I post a picture of Marcus.
All right, so people go into the new official ballroom group and say whether Kelly's red carpet ready or not. Put tens or chop. Is she red carpet ready? Tens. Is she red carpet? Is she not red carpet ready? Chop.
Well, it looked like she was going to, like, Sunday's Best or something.
That they got red carpet at Sunday's Best? Sunday's Best is a church group. Kelly Dress was kind of short from my memory, with a print, like a colored print on the front.
Like a cheap
Emilio
Pucci print?
Miss Alexis. Miss Alexis, we're not going to do this. Okay?
Somebody just said it was a cheat. Really
Kelly, somebody just inboxed me and said, at the next ball, if you dip for them, they will give you a $100 green dot.
Miss Thang, at the next ball that I'm going to be at, Miss Thang, will be in North Carolina, and I'll have on my red carpet dress, Miss Thang, so I won't be dipping.
You won't be dipping? Oh, she said, they said, can we get a costume change?
I don't think Marcus is going to allow that.
She can't tip. She won't be voguing in North Carolina.
Got it. Okay.
Unless y'all want a repeat of
Chicago.
What ball was that? No,
Chicago.
That one, and the one that was here.
Miss Thang, don't try it, Miss Alexis, because me and Lay is practicing in my heels, Miss Thang. Okay, me and Lay, I'm in here practicing with Lay with my heels, Miss Thang, to make sure that it's on, Miss Thang, just in case I do decide, Miss Thang, honey.
Don't do it, I'm telling you. So, Kelly, I hear there was a rumor that you were supposed to do your LSD.
I can see that outfit for Hip Hop Awards or Source Awards.
Give it to your girlfriend, Rodney, and we thank
you.
Kelly.
Yes.
I heard rumors that you were supposed to do your LSF down the slide.
Yeah, I was.
Can you confirm or deny?
It was brought up to me that I should have came down that slide, Miss Thang, and I gave the very I will not.
But, girl, somebody has sent me this clip of last. You should say that was supposed to be you coming down the slide.
for LSS, but I wasn't sure. I was like, why would Kelly come down to slide for LSS?
No, baby, I wouldn't, baby. That whole slide would have came down, bitch, and I would have broke my back, and that would have been the end of my ballroom career.
Okay. Thanks for reaching out.
I'm really gagging it, girl.
I just got an inbox that said, can we get back to the main recap of the balls, please?
Oh,
because
shit. Okay, thank you, Carly. Why everybody always think, honey?
But we,
what?
All this good customers getting chains or chops, that's part of the recap, but, you know.
Yes, it is. But go ahead. We can go on to the ball of the weekend, honey.
Well, I got to take it over from there.
Well, is Vito on the line? I just want to thank the people for coming out. Did you see if she was on the line?
Vito, if you're on the line, can you please press 1, Vito, if you're on the line? Wait for him. We'll just see if he pressed 1, honey. Okay. Baby. And yes, baby. Okay, bitch. And they just put a picture of Marcus. Did you see that picture in the group, Marcus, that they just put up, Miss Day? Marcus?
Yeah, what happened?
Did you see that picture they just put up in that group, Miss Thang, when they got Miss Eve in this motherfucking dress, Miss Thang, that stops right below her pussy, Miss Thang? My dress is longer than these bitches' dresses is in this picture.
Kelly, just to me, girl, you asked me my opinion. I said I didn't think it was red carpet ready. That's my opinion.
I wasn't on the panel, so my
opinion didn't matter.
I think in reference to the theme of the ball, fashion fetish, people probably were looking for a more glamorous look.
Oh, well, then everybody should have got chopped except Nikki. There's no tea, no shade. Okay. Go ahead, Rodney, because he ain't pressed 1, Rodney, so we could talk about the ball of the ball of the weekend, honey.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well,
hello. Before we go to that, 1 second, I'm sorry. Did we congratulate Shannon Balenciaga on her film queen trilogy win for the 1,000 Pearls? You looked great, Shannon. Yeah. And shout out to my house member, Lala Starr. Lala Starr, Scott from Chicago. You looked wonderful. You did great. Shout out to Jada. Shout out to Honey. Shout out to Lazen from Atlanta. Ebony Sherry. Shout out to Trishe. I heard you was going to eat it with that horse. Had that horse got in that venue, you would have had it definitely would have been some teas. But, shout out to you. That's it. We can move on.
Oh, but before we move on, because I already had congratulated all of them. But before we move on.
You didn't congratulate my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't congratulate your daughter. But since you brought up your daughter, it refreshed my memory. How do you feel about somebody calling your daughter a man?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about somebody calling your daughter a man?
You know, knowing that particular person, and they call film queens dragons. So, I mean, I have to respect his decision. He didn't think she's real. That's his opinion, you know.
He didn't do it in public, so, I mean, it wasn't embarrassing.
So can I ask y'all a question, and I want to get your honest opinion before we move on to Stewart's ball.
Sure.
How do y'all feel about everybody that walked and got their 10s for that category? Because the category is a perfect 10. You're able to walk all three of those categories. How do y'all feel about everybody that walked? Do you think everybody that walked that category is a perfect 10?
Well, the category wasn't perfect 10.
Right. It
was trilogy.
What was it?
It was trilogy.
Trilogy. Face. What was it? Face, body,
and sex appeal?
No, it was face, realness with
sex
appeal.
Okay.
And I kind of knew that was going to happen when you invite people. To me, that's like the promoters kind of stamping it and saying, I somewhat approve you already. You know what I mean? So I didn't expect there to be many chops.
Okay. Well, Rodney.
Yes.
We're gonna do the IM ball because that bitch was my weekend, honey. was I immoral?
I'll start with my part. I got there. Once I got in, I was there about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, had a drink. I went around to speak to everybody, saw some old faces I haven't seen in a while. Saw Jihad. Definitely a delight to see Jihad in the building. Went to see James, Big Brother James. Went around and saw Fred, Shay Shay. Saw a few other people.
Wait, hold on, Rodney. Hold on, Rodney. Hold on, before you go there. So this bitch that's in the room, let me tell you motherfucking girl something, Miss Sang, bitch. I ain't never been a motherfucking Rainbows type of motherfucking bitch, Miss Sang, okay? Bitch, I go into Rainbows and get a t-shirt, Miss Sang. I don't buy dresses and stuff out of Rainbows. I don't do one-size-fit-all types of motherfucker. I'm not that big girl, one-size-fit-all type of motherfucking girl. Don't ever disrespect my motherfucking fashion with Rainbows, bitch. Go ahead, Rodney.
Oh, that didn't come from Rainbows?
No.
Oh, my bad.
And saw my father, saw Africa. It's for people that I haven't seen, you know, that I want to say, give a hug and shout out to. So that's been the LSS started. Jack called out a few people. I'm going to check. And then, you know, they called out the judges. I actually did. I actually did commentary for the ball, which was I talked like you had a basketball game or something, like behind while the contestants was walking and things of that nature. So it was something different. I saw Terry and Letitia. They came out in their new houses on last night. They're at Ebony's now. So just congrats to them on that. It was fun. I had a great time. The conference is going to be exciting. So hopefully everybody like it. But the gift bags were everything. Stuart went out his way to make sure everybody was, you know, everything was on point. The houses were definitely in the building. Prodigies, Revlons, Cons, Balenciagas, Mugler's, Garçons, Mizrahi, Chanel.
All the people that you expected, all the houses that you expected to see the night before.
Yeah. Yes, it was definitely support from the people in the building. Hold on, Kelly, I'm dealing with something.
Marcus, you still there? No, he dropped again. Hold on.
No, call him back, Kelly.
I am calling him right now. Marcus, you're back.
Oh, okay. What's going on with this? Some of the categories I were picking with the judges, first half and second half. But like I said, I was doing commentary, so I was, you know, having fun. I'm trying to make the night go well. And again, I want to thank Stuart for my Dolce & Gabbana gift bag. I definitely liked everything that was in it. Two categories I want to discuss were the grand prize of face, which was for $500 each, female figures and the boys, male figures. Some people looked nice. Some people I thought maybe got a pass. And I'm going to talk about Maxwell. I thought Maxwell looked very nice. That was definitely a 10. He was actually sitting. But unfortunately, Mother Blahnik, Mother Temperance, a little sister, said it wasn't his night. She chopped him. A few other people with a few bumps in places where it shouldn't be.
Oh, shit.
And they got turns.
Well, would you like to elaborate on who had bumps?
He's talking about Anthony Revlon.
Oh.
I actually did not see Anthony with bumps. Somebody else said that, but I was trying to look. I did not see him.
Actually,
I know, bitch,
and
I wasn't even there, bitch. I was on my flight.
Well, no, it's no shade. I can't be fake in 2014. Alexis, they saying it's your son, girl.
Who?
Country.
Country wore fake last
night?
Yeah. And a disclaimer, I was not at the ball. I fell asleep, so... You know, I wasn't there, so don't kill the messenger. Alexis.
Yeah.
Well, he still got through. He still got chance.
He got chance. He battled. And for a Thumb Queen face, it was a few battles, I think, could have went different ways. And blame that on, you know.
Which of our female figures walked?
Say again?
How many female figures walked?
It was Sasha. Well, the tens. I mean, you know, because you know every time somebody people come out for tens, or they're forced to the runway, they don't come back. So for tens, it was Shanice, Sasha, Nadia. What's your husband's name, Marcus?
Lila,
uh-huh. Okay, Lila, Gigi, Chanel, Mariah, Jada Milan, and I think that was it. And in all honesty, this is just my opinion because I was watching the category. I think it was Mariah's form. I do. All the ladies were good, but I think it was actually polished and different. I mean, even though it was a Jets Bring It ball, you know, we try to do ballroom standards, and for a grand prize, you still do go a little bit above and beyond. And I think Mariah came to the ball to win a coin.
I think every time Mariah walks, she comes to win a coin. Every time she hits the back of the floor.
She does.
Mariah is one of those girls, like that category, like the category from the night before for the $1,000. Mariah is one of those girls, bitch, whether it's 250, 500, 1,000, she comes and brings you grand prize worthy every time she hits the floor. No tea, no shade. And a lot of people need to be like that.
So, Callie, if you were judging Femme Queen Trilogy, Femme Queen Trilogy at the ball, would you have shot anybody?
Oh, I would have.
So, hold on, wait. Kelly, no. You know, I don't be in the mix. I don't be knowing what be going on. There's a video. Why are they not talking about Kelly being told she will never be overall mother and how Jack said, fuck Marcus and the People's Choice because they are disrespectful? Is there a video with all this?
No, there's not.
Oh.
I've never seen such video.
Oh, okay. Well, they say it's no video because this person says it's all on video, but they're not saying nothing. Next, keep going.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
We're here, doll.
Oh, baby, Rodney was talking.
Mm.
My fucking computer. I need a new Mac.
Overall, my experience of the ball was definitely an A+, for effort, A+ for
effectiveness. And I'd like to thank my commentary team of Mother Tempest Blahnik, Pampers Milan, and Terry for their excellent work. Say it again.
Terry Ebony.
Oh, sorry. Terry Ebony. Thank you, Marcus. So efficient. For their commentary, along with myself last night at the ball. Hopefully people take it and figure out just a creative way of constructive criticism and not take it as, oh, throwing the Revlon shade, or they throwing the Khan shade, or they throwing the Aga shade. Just take it as fun, as just making a point, just having fun, and just something new that to do.
Yes, well, I'm going to give my recap of the ball, but before I give my recap of the ball, I have to knock on somebody's door, okay? Miss Alexis, keep it motherfucking...
Yes, sweetie.
Keep it motherfucking cute, Miss Dang Girl. I don't shop on the clearance rack, Miss Dang Girl, okay?
Well,
just keep it cute, Miss Dang. When my girlfriend... announce her new line, and her new line drops on the motherfucking whatever. If it drops on the 8th, it's at my house on the 9th. I'm not a clearance rack type of girl.
Well, girl, then I'm just telling you, this is what the people told me, girl. Kelly, don't.
Girl, baby, fuck what the people told you, okay? But my
take. Fuck what the people say.
So the fuck what the people say when it comes to my motherfucking to talk about I get clearance clothes.
Well, girl, they said I went all your leftover clothes, girl.
Man. Girl, they could have possibly say that, but say because girl, you lost a size bigger than me.
Hold on, wait a minute, Kelly.
Oh my god!
How were your hair?
Did you
know,
Kelly recycle old hair like candy?
I don't recycle. Oh, we don't recycle, okay, around
Marcus,
here.
Marcus, that's what they say to you.
But my overall take of the ball is I definitely, I don't know what happened in the second half, but from the first half to LSS, I definitely give Stewart's ball, I definitely give it a 15 out of a 10. Miss A. Okay, I got there, Miss Dang, and as soon as I pulled up in my cab, Miss Dang, and I got out my cab and I came in, I was ushered right in. Jack was on the microphone doing LSS, and the girls was up in the building, Miss Dang, like no other, Miss Dang. I think that all the girls that was in the building that night should have been in the building the night before. You know, and Stewart's Ball also, Miss Dang, to show support and love to both of them, Miss Dang. The tables was overflowing with everything from all types of different types of waters and cookies and sandwiches and gift bags and everything, Miss Dang. That fucking table on that stage, Miss Dang, with all the trophies that he gave out, with all the different label stuff that was in the bags, Miss Dang, was packed from the motherfucking floor up to the top, Miss Dang. It was really cute. The energy was in there with the girls when they came and they walked those categories, Miss Dang. I was like, you know, after a while, Marcus, you know how I get after a while, Marcus, when a number of girls come out. For a category, you know, I'd be ready to get them. But these girls came out, and when they came out, they had so much energy when they was voguing and they was walking runway and doing everything. Big shout-outs to Gigi Chanel for definitely winning Woman's Face. Big shout-outs to the Balenciaga girls for definitely winning the Female Figure Runway. Definitely big shout-outs to Corey for definitely winning for the Butch Queens. Big shout-outs to Hurricane Khan for definitely wearing the girls out in his performance, Miss Dang. He vogued down, Miss Dang. What other category do I remember from that I was up there? I don't really remember none of the other categories that I was up there for because I had to leave. I left out when they called women the face for the $500, but I don't remember no other categories that I was up there for, but those categories that I did remember, those girls turned it out. I definitely did get a chance to see Mariah as I was leaving out to get my Uber to take me to the hotel and get my suitcase and drop me off at the airport. Mariah was definitely sitting, you know, so I didn't get to see nothing else that happened. But overall, for the first half that I was there for LSS, it was definitely a fabulous function, and I enjoyed myself. And thank you for Stuart for, showing me his appreciation and, you know, acknowledging me at the ball. So big shout out to the pioneer icon, Stuart Ebony. How y'all doing?
Now, Kelly, you should have just stayed at the ball because sources tell me you missed your connecting flight. So you could have actually just stayed and got rebooked.
I did miss my connection flight because I was busy handling a whole bunch of phone calls that was coming through my phone at that present time. So I missed my connection flight, and I was sitting right there at the gate, and I didn't even know that I missed it until I looked up, and it was 9:43, and my flight was supposed to leave at 9:45, and the flight was pulling off. But I had other things that I needed to take care of that was more pressing than me, staying at a ball. I had to come home and get my new weave, 32 inches, put in, honey, and I have to take care some business in the morning.
Girl, that look like that's new hair?
Yes, bitch.
Okay.
Girl, yes, this is new hair from my new supplier.
Okay, girl.
All right, you want to check out my new supplier?
I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Yeah, we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, no, I was talking to Miss Alexis. All right. Yeah, but overall, you know, I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. Any callers out there that got anything they want to say about the ball or anything that y'all seen at the ball that y'all would like to talk about, feel free to definitely press 1 because y'all know what mother do, honey. Bitch, play with me if y'all want to. Bitch.
Is it vote nights tonight, Kelly?
For who?
Is it vote nights, period?
Oh, yeah, it's vote night. Yeah, it's vote nights tonight, honey, but I'm going to be voting in my bed. Honey. I got a handy shit, bitch. Okay? Bitch. The girls are paying it, honey. Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to all the out of towners. I haven't seen Atlanta. I'm out of town in a long time. There was a lot of people in town. There definitely was. And we hope to see all of you in North Carolina for the People's Choice.
Yes. Definitely make sure y'all come out. Definitely make sure y'all definitely do come out to North Carolina for the People's Choice Awards Ball. Make sure y'all definitely come out for the aftermath where Tens of Chops will definitely invade North Carolina. And definitely come out. To Tens of Chops is definitely invading another state in March also. How y'all doing? Okay. Hold on. We got a caller as soon as my computer comes back up. We have a caller. My computer just crashed on me real quick. This computer is doing shows right now, honey. Hold on. I'm trying to wait for it to come back up right now. It just came back up. Hold on. We have a caller, and this caller is 541-595. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
I think your dress that you had on was very cute. What size was it?
It was my size.
And what size is that? 3X?
Excuse me?
What size was the dress? I like that.
You said, was it a 3X or a 4X? That's Alexa's size, not my size.
What's your size?
My size is a 2X.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's team like?
What size was that shoe?
Size.
Did you make that size?
Excuse me?
Was that shoe a 12 or a 13?
It was a 12 wide.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions? My panties is a size 7. My bra is a 48 double D. What else you want to know?
How long was that ponytail?
My ponytail was 28 inches. Anything else you want to know?
Yes.
What's that?
How much do you weigh?
Wow.
Come to the doctor with me and find out.
I'm 5'5", weigh 125, size 7, small hands, small feet, long hair. Smooth
but
skin.
You sound like a piece of trash.
Nice body.
But you sound like a piece of trash.
Oh. I smell like a trash?
Yes.
Thank you. And what do you look like?
Baby, you see what I look like.
What did you look like with that pink lip on last night? She's a goddess.
Who had on a pink lip last night?
You said the
fabric ones. Who had on a pink lip last night?
Like, for real, do you think you reel it in Khadija?
Baby, it's 2014. I'm not going to be sitting here giving other bitches life off of my name. We're not going to do that for 2014,
what?
Baby.
What name, baby?
You don't even walk. What name?
I don't need to walk.
You can't walk, baby.
I don't need to. I choose to come out when I want to, but I don't need to walk, baby.
So when are you going to walk? When is the last time you said grand prize?
I'm stamped already, baby. Okay. Y'all got those cricket phones over there and everything. This thing, like, what's up, Malay?
Are you making cinnamon rolls tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm rolling over in my bed tonight. Are you rolling over in your hotel room tonight?
What size is
your
bed? A twin.
Huh?
What size is your bed?
I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun with y'all until, you know.
Okay, I'll get it out, baby.
I'm having fun with y'all until the next 4 minutes is in the show. So I'm just having fun with y'all.
Okay, cool. What size
so
is your bed?
What you want to read about?
When are you going to throw those old-ass wigs away to sit on top of your bed?
My wigs are never old, Miss Thing. Those wigs
that
are
red
never
wig
old,
is
Miss
old.
Thing, girl. I had those
that
wigs.
Red wig is old.
I had that wig for a very long time. That wig went from motherfucking a 613. She went to pink, Miss Thing. She went to red, Miss Thing. And she washed and everything, Miss Thing. That's what you call a classic.
Don't wear those Tims no more.
Classic. That's a classic piece.
Stop wearing them Tims.
The
piece. They're classic.
Then by the legendary Portia Millard at Set It Off Salons in Atlanta, Georgia.
Stop wearing them Tims.
If you need your hair done, go
what
to
about
Miss
those
Portia, Miss Thing. Miss Portia will make you look like something, you ugly troll bitch.
What about those Timberland boots?
What about them, Miss Thing? I got a closet. I got a closet full of them, Miss Thing. When I get a scuff on them, Miss Thing, I throw them to the side and I pull out a new box. What's up?
They're big as a bitch. They don't look feminine at all.
They're just as big as your motherfucking face, my nigga.
They big. Your feet is big.
And your back is big. We have a call, a private caller. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Talking to these bricks.
Baby, hold on. I'm gagging. that the girls want to call in and give grief, bitch, but yet they're not providing for you. They're not giving you anything, but yet they want to talk about wigs and dresses and all of this, girl. I'm gagging.
They can because they have nothing else better. They have nothing else better to do with themselves, Miss Thang. One thing about me, bitch, I've never been a bitch to ever repeat a motherfucking look, Miss Thang, girl. Please.
Right.
I'm letting them get their life, actually, Miss Thang, because, you know, until I get ready to end the show. But maybe they hung up now, Miss Thang, because, you know, they late, they bored. No clients coming over right now, so they got nothing else better to do but call the show.
Well, the faith was beat, bitch, and I lived.
Thank you.
Pictures, whatever. It was beat. You know, and it's just, I was just gagging. I just had to press one, baby, because the girls are late. It's 2014, and you're worried. That's going to make you look older in the face, baby. Stop
worrying.
They already
look old in the face. They don't even need to be, they don't need to even be women, honey. Hold
okay.
on. They call back in.
Thank you.
Come on. What's going on, baby? Your cricket sale?
Yeah, I'm just calling back for the fat ass that was just up.
Why do you want to read? Nobody don't want to play with you. You're ugly.
Ugly? Come on, Kelly. Have you
You're
looked
ugly.
In the mirror? Them green walls is ugly.
You're ugly.
Girl.
You be all
green
into my apartment, Miss Thang. You be watching my Facebook page, Miss Thang. You be in
them
me.
Green,
and all
that
my
house is fucking quiet.
You be in me, bitch. Why you in me
girl,
like that?
She follows you on everything you have, baby.
Why is the whole ballroom throwbacks always in that small ass apartment?
Baby, you at me. How you know how big my apartment is?
Because it's little, baby.
Because she's one of your fans.
Hey, I know.
Look at fat ass in the back. Look at fat ass
she's
in the background.
She's one of your fans.
Look at how much do you weigh in the background?
$150, darling. How much do you have
really?
In your bank account?
Well, clear to come out of your throat, bitch.
How much do you have in your bank account?
Okay. Right.
She ain't got that much. Her back
how much do you have in the bank account
she,
that you're
she
using?
She ain't got that much. Her back page ain't pumping right now.
Yeah.
So that's why she, the show.
I don't work off her back page anymore.
You.
I don't work
oh,
off her
back,
back
page
anymore.
No
sorry.
You don't got a back page
I don't
anymore?
Work off a back page. I'm not a back page girl anymore.
Oh,
anymore.
So you're using somebody's credit card to get an Arrows ad because you're not actually paying the $250.
Really? Someone's credit card? Please.
Yes.
That's you and your friends.
Someone's credit card? Oh, no, not me and my friends, bitch. I don't do
that's
ads.
That's you and your friends.
I don't do ads, baby, honey.
That's you,
I don't
and,
do
big,
ads.
That's you and Big Mama in the back.
Girl, you just said the shirt is that you just said you don't do
look
backpage
at him,
anymore.
Look at him. Shut up.
So you sold yourself to the devil
look
on backpage, baby, and you're gonna
look
get grief. Are you kidding
coming
me?
Coming to the rescue.
Hello.
Damn.
Girl, it's 2014, and you sound bothered.
It's 2014.
Manice.
Tell us something we don't
Manice.
Know.
When you just on, wasn't you just on Craigslist, Manice?
Is that Manice?
Wasn't you just on Craigslist, Manice, the other week?
Tell us something we don't know.
Wasn't you just on Craigslist the other week? Do I have to put that post up?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have to put that post up, Manice?
Right.
Do I have to put that post up of you on Craigslist the other week?
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Do I need to put it up?
You sound big.
No. Do I need to put it up?
You sound big. No. You sound big.
Why you crying like a bitch?
You sound big.
Why you crying like a bitch in 2013? It's 2014.
You sound big.
You still in 2013.
You sound big.
Why was you crying in somebody's inbox? Why was you crying in somebody's inbox about me?
Look at you.
Why was you crying in somebody's inbox about me?
Look at you. Look at you.
Girl,
why was you crying at somebody that talks about me?
That's the guy.
I'm about to show her real quick. I'm going to show her real quick, and I'm going to post her shit. I'm going to post her shit from last week. I'm going to post your ass from last week.
Who are you?
Don't worry
right.
about who it is.
No one knows.
Don't worry about who it is. Just know I'm the best in the world.
No one knows that.
Watch this. Watch what I do.
No one knows that ass.
Watch what I do, baby.
Right, Big Mama.
Talking about you don't use Craigslist no more. You was on Craigslist last week, Heifer.
Right.
Well,
Heifer,
I'm sorry, man.
How old are you? You sound old as fuck.
Hey, Manny, you look like you look old, bitch.
How old are you?
You look old. Titties look like cereal bowls.
Go sit down.
Titties look like cereal bowls.
Sit down.
Titties look like glass cereal bowls, please.
She is so bothered.
You bitch, go massage your titties and get all that seal and whatever rocks in that bitch.
Yes.
Bitch, please. I would have kept my moan tits. Bitch, please. I never put seal in my body, bitch.
Bitch, you ain't all moans. You want testosterone.
You big. You too big to talk to me. Shut up.
Bitch, get off them testosterone.
You're too fucking big.
When the last time you could have been in Hot Atlanta looking at hot mess. Why weren't you in Hot Atlanta? I ain't seen you walk a ball. I ain't seen you on throwbacks in a long time. What are you doing with yourself?
Get off Kelly's dick.
Well, hold on. Was you in Hot Atlanta? You live in Atlanta? Come on, glass cereal bowl titties.
You sound stupid. You sound like a big ass.
Hey, look, I'm going to let you know something. Hey, Manny,
yeah,
go take another testosterone shot.
I'm pressed.
Because that's what you're taking.
I'm pressed.
Well, no, you're going to be pressed in a minute.
I'm pressed, fat ass.
I will show you.
You sound big.
Of your ass.
I hope you hurry up and show me. Hurry up. Hurry up and show me. Show me, fat ass. Exactly.
Yes, hello?
Exactly, big mama.
Baby, I tell you, the girls are bothered, honey.
Girl, shut your fat ass up.
The girls are bothered in 2014.
Shut up. Be quiet for your mother coming in the room, you 30-year-old fat.
You're a bother, boo. You're bothered.
Be quiet for your grandmother coming
in
the room, you fucking 45-year-old fat.
Where did they do that at?
You 45-year-old fat living with your grandmother. Shut up.
It sounds cute, baby, but you're bothered.
Shut up. Yeah, right. Shut up.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm about to show her.
I don't win.
Show me how you
eat. I don't want to use the bathroom.
Show me how you eat.
I went and straightened off my bed and took my luggage off my bed.
Thank you.
I don't went and took my insulin.
I got my bottle of water
for my skin. And so now since I have done all of that, and you hard-ass bitch, Miss Thing, has still sat here, you mumbled and mumbled, and once my computer comes back up, because my computer don't went into sleep mode and all that time that you were... on, bitch.
Fucking piece of shit. How long have you had it?
I had it.
Are you buying her a new one? Why are you?
I know.
Shut
she.
I'm about to put y'all back on hold.
I had my computer just as long.
She had that computer as long as you had that ad on Craigslist, baby. That's how long she had the computer.
Right.
I'm about to put y'all back on hold.
I'm about to show her right now.
As long as your teeth happen.
I wish that ass was showing.
Baby.
Okay. We have another caller, 917-826. You're live on the air. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get you back on the phone. Okay, I got you right now, honey. I didn't know that you was gone. Honey, hold on. I didn't know that you was going off the air. About to call you right now. Honey. Yes, honey. Let me get him back on the air, honey. I didn't even know he was off. Honey.
Please leave your message for 9802.
Hold on.
Hello.
Yes.
Girl, did we get rid of him?
Bitch, I had walked away from the computer and everything, child. I was in my room, straightening up my bed, honey.
You are so motherfucking disrespectful.
What?
We was talking about stuff, girl, and you let them art, girl. I almost quit on you, girl.
Girl, I went in the room and off my bed and everything.
Let's get back to the madness. Now, can we go ahead and define the difference between what makes something high fashion?
I don't know.
My honest opinion, my opinion on the situation is, hold on, Alexis, you're back.
It used to be like the designer and or the cost.
Okay, but everything is expensive now.
Right.
Okay. You know, my really, really good, one of my closest best friends came to the ball with me, and he's really into fashion. And, you know, he was looking at the streetwear category for $500, and he was just, he was somewhat amazed. He knew the pieces that Lucy Liu had on, but he basically said that, like, the way Lucy Liu pieced them together, it kind of took it from a high fashion level with the, down to just regular streetwear. Regular, although the pieces in itself were expensive. Now, I don't know. I don't. Streetwear is not my thing. Can we have somebody call in about it? What's T? Y'all are quiet. I guess I better give the other disclaimer. However, he did say the category said accessories, accessories, accessories. Hello? What? What you can hear that?
You stupid, so I got to give my other disclaimer.
Right. How? And he said that with that, Lucy Liu had more accessories. So what do y'all think? Who should have gotten the $500? Are y'all happy with who got it? Or is it Shay? Marlon Mizrahi, call in.
Marlon, stay off the phone line.
Oh. Why you got to stay off the phone lines, Kelly?
You said one more thing?
Why does he have to stay off the phone lines, Kelly?
Because.
It's competition. It's really, that's going to be, that's a cute rivalry. Lucy Liu is at the top, and he's trying to dethrone Lucy Liu. It's gonna,
Alexis,
he's going to have to battle him.
Hold on, Alexis.
Say that again?
Okay, I was just making sure that was you. We have three callers. 302-228, you're live on the air.
Who called me? Oh, Neil J. Sorry, Neil J, I don't want to speak to you at 4 o'clock in the morning, faggot.
You're live on the air.
Hello? Carla, are you here?
No, they're not. 347-557-558, you're live on the air. 347-558, you're live on the air. Okay, they're going, honey. My dirty my dirty girlfriend from 541-595. We're not coming back to you, my dirty girlfriend.
Your dirty girlfriend?
Yeah, a little dirty drag. So get one of your other ad phones and call in from another number, because that number's done for the night.
Is that really Janie?
I don't know.
Oh.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck who it is. Bitch, I don't think about these girls. You know what I mean?
What else was there? So shout out to Lucy Liu for winning the $500. Shout out to Little James for winning Vogue Femme. Shout out to Jane Herrera for winning the trip to Vegas. Trip to Touch. Sorry. Well, girl, even when I was at a garçon, y'all was calling me Marcus Escada, child paying. J. Carl. Excuse me, Alexis Ebony, Alexis Ivy Chanel Ebony.
Damn, she was that late?
Kelly, that was my first house experience.
No. Hold on. 404-710, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I just want to address the situation about the whole fashion thing. Me being a fashion student in school in Atlanta, there are some things that you can do and you can't do.
Kelly, the girls is reading you in my inbox. Why? What did you do?
I just think that some things you can that can be low price. You can actually make look high fashion. I've seen some girls pull out some things from the thrift stores and have girls gagging over it as if it's a whole $1,000 garment or however the outfit may be. So it just depends on how you present it and how, you know, you sell it. It's all about the selling because ballroom is an illusion.
So were you at the ball on Saturday?
I definitely was not. I had other things to do as in, like, make money. But I definitely saw pictures and I seen some things, some videos. So, I mean, it was cute or whatever.
Okay.
But okay. I do have I have something I want to ask you, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you ever get the tea on Quincy and Katrina's beef?
No, I didn't get the tea on that, honey. I didn't.
How true was it about Miss Katrina having an Uber all the way from New York to Atlanta?
Well, I heard that was true tea.
I don't know. I was just interested on that one.
Well, yeah, I heard it was true tea, honey.
Ooh. Any fights this weekend?
No fights.
No, it was a violent
tea.
Oh, okay, I guess it was in memory of Martin Luther King. That's what's up.
No, the tradition continues on to North Carolina. 2014 is a violence-free year.
Well, that's we'll see how that goes.
It's gonna go well. We just go.
Heard,
we go.
Miss Kelly, I heard the girls did not want you on the ballot for the People's Choice Award. That's the tea I got.
Well, the people put her there. Was the people?
True.
Well, yeah.
What have you done to these people this quarter? Because they are
cheating. Encourage.
Definitely call it in. Alexis, what did you say, Alexis?
So this boy, I have two people in my inbox, both from different areas, and they are reading. Why are they upset with you this quarter?
I don't know.
Kelly might have chopped them last night.
Okay, they started out with the something about Jack Reed and Kelly. And then they went to, and they're getting on DeMario for chopping folks, and he walked the ball, so it ain't his fault. They let him up there. I'm not going to read that.
Read it, bitch.
They asked about how somebody got faced, and they cross-eyed, and how is she legend, and Shauna's not. How is Kevin the commentator and don't know his history? And Camaro was not the only one questioning, because Fred Garcon didn't know anyone's fetish either. And chopped and gave tens, and his eyebrows were running. Ask Kelly why she looked like a circus ape. Check Camaro's post. It was a lot of us outside that heard and watched this video being recorded. Jack also said his overall mother would never have a return get denied. How's she giving your pass and she don't have one? And then they sent me Camaro's post. There is no need for a video when I was there to hear Marcus get read by Jack and for him to clarify that there is only one overall mother and her name is Trace. Case closed.
A lot. Hold on. We got another caller.
Well, again, I wasn't there for whatever that was done, and I have not seen this alleged video.
267-213, you're live on the air. 267-213, you're live on the air.
Can I respond to that, though? To that same person that's inboxing you, tell them maybe they should have rallied their whole house to come to support their ball.
Hold on, they right now.
Oh.
347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's up?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Happy New Year, Brian. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. Kelly, you absolutely look like a wonderful boss.
Thank you,
Alexis,
Brian.
What's tea?
Have
made up in 2014? Are we friends? Are we friends?
Who? We're two friends.
Oh.
I don't fuck with that bitch.
It's a shame. Somebody inboxed me and said, how y'all got...
Now look.
Somebody just asked me how y'all going to say Katrina. It was just Katrina's Uber when Vicky was in there with her. I don't know, Carla. I didn't really know the T. Or writer. And Alexis is just mad because she can't fit in that dress.
Oh,
Alexis.
That's not like Tiffany.
I can't with y'all. I can't with y'all. I really can't. Baby. Mm-mm. It's just a mess. It's just too much.
What else are we... Shout out to all the new Balenciagas that got voted in this weekend. Congratulations.
Damn, Marcus.
We look forward to all the new debuts in North Carolina for the People's Choice. However, I encourage you, if you plan on debuting and you plan on being a LSS or SSL, you do need to be in the building by 8 o'clock. In the doors by 8 o'clock. Because you will miss your LSS. And I don't care. And I don't care if you're coming out as Madonna's backup singer. If you're not there for LSS, unless you are coming back from the grave as a reincarnated pioneering icon, it is not going to happen.
So we're not going to have LSS. We're not going to have LSS doing the ball when fab people come in the building.
The fab girls better be there at 8 o'clock.
Really,
huh? I just wanted
to know, bitch.
I called it. No. Marcus
had to be there last night to catch that one.
Well, no, she's talking about last year, too. Last year, a lot of people were late, but there were some dolls that came in, and those dolls were called out. But last year, you know, we're doing things differently. It's 2014.
Yeah, you say that every year.
No, girl, it's serious. Last year I started on time. There was no LSS. You missed it.
Yeah, bitch. But I walked in the motherfucking door, bitch. I didn't even get a chance to motherfucking go to my table and see what kids was at the table, bitch. It was Kelly Ms. Rice at the Jonas panel.
Oh, no,
bitch, I was gagging, bitch.
LSS.
Huh?
I'm not LSS. I ain't missing all Marcus.
Oh.
No, she wasn't there yet.
Yeah, did Ricky ever get out of jail?
Who?
Ricky from L.A.
You asking me?
I'm trying to find out, did he ever get out of jail, honey?
I'm not sure. Why would you ask me, Rodney? Here's Shanae.
Michi?
It was all a dream. We used to read.
Girl, it was definitely a dream, honey.
Oh, my hair.
It's a lot of tea. A lot of tea, but no shade, honey. Oh, Mr. Yagros is a mess to say.
I don't know if he said this, but Nadia looks wonderful. She always looks wonderful, but she definitely looks stunning on a Saturday night.
She you know what? I saw a picture of her, and I didn't even realize it was her. I don't know what she, if she got something done, but she looked really good. She really did.
She did. She looked good.
Just hit my inbox and said, Alexis, did you order your parachute for your birthday?
Tell whoever that is, long as they don't take no more pictures in dresses where people is playing with their stomach, they should be fine.
Can we get an Alan Grant report, all the New York City girls?
Baby, please. When was Allegria?
Saturday, wasn't it, Alexa?
I don't know.
Yeah, Allegria was this weekend, and the after hours was last night.
Today.
I don't know, honey. I was on land.
Right. I was four times.
Yes.
Ronnie, what are you doing?
Watching.
Oh, you paid the show?
I don't know if I feel like going once I leave, but, I mean, I have something out already.
Oh, hold on. Tiffany, you're live on the air.
You tell Miss Rasputia Alexis why she's subliminally trying to come for me, bitch. I didn't ask about the parachute.
What are you talking about, since I didn't say
girl, Mr. ain't paid, girl. You're trying to talk about when Joelle Miss Rahi was rubbing my stomach, honey, in that picture, girl. And you're trying to come for me subliminally. So, girl, I can wear anything, girl, because at the end of the day, I'm still two sizes smaller than you. Now, let me tell you another thing. I have a question for you, Alexis. Girl, now that Miss Lawrence is locked, will you still be having your combined birthday party with him, or what? Will there still be a party?
There will still be the Aquarius Bash. On February the 7th.
Are they having the party bus, or is everything put on hold? Like,
ladies and gentlemen, hold your horses. The Aquarius Bash will still be attended. We wish, you know, it's going to work out. We're going to pray for the best. The event will still go on.
Pray for the best. They're going to pray for the best. And all of you girls out there, Miss Stang, all of you girls out there, and all of you Ebony's that's out there, Miss Stang, y'all find that one official Ebony, Miss Stang, that has a good job and a bank account, Miss Stang, and, you know, that can go and sign that secure bond that she has, that's going to take 24 hours for them to validate the bond, because they need to make sure the money is coming from somebody that has a job and a bank account and all types of things, and she has great co-signers, Miss Stang. Y'all get that coin together and get her out.
Well, Marcus, you're speaking up for the Aquarius Ball, but I know that Lawrence was sponsoring Alexis, so will you be taking over his flat?
No, we're not taking over anything.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Hold on. She
asked
what?
Hold on, Marcus. Let's do something straight, girlfriend. I don't need no motherfucking body to sponsor a motherfucking thing. My shoes are already in my closet. My dress, as according to FedEx, will be here tomorrow. My hair is already on the dresser. Now, what else do you need to know, sweetheart?
Well, girl, what I need to know is, do you have a dress for the 8th yet? You got all this for the 7th. Where's your dress for the 8th?
Marcus, my house can't attend the ball.
Excuse me? Your house is able to attend the ball.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
You knew that, girl.
Marcus, you know she don't know, Miss Day. She not in the group, Miss Day. She can't sit with Shea Butter.
From my understanding, there are no boycotts as of from anybody's house, not that I know of. Any known boycotts.
Okay.
So you can't attend the ball. You gonna go order your Monique dress tomorrow?
I gotta give props
where
props is due. I gotta give props to the icon Shea Butter, Shea Chanel, Miss Day, looking fabulous with her weight loss, honey, and her corset and her tights last night, honey, and her nasty ball.
Oh. And I hear y'all announce something on Mother's Day.
What is that?
Hello? And your ball was announced last night for Mother's Day?
Jack announced it.
Kelly, let me shut up. Because whenever I say something, the kids always say, I be trying it.
I stir pot, I cause confusion, and then they always want to fight the cunt. I don't know
what's tea? Come on, we got 30, we got 32 minutes. What's up?
Stir the pot, dude. Can we get my email on the phone? Can we find out why she called Letitia and Keisha a package deal and that how she didn't, you know, see it for her newly inducted sister?
Naima?
Oh.
Naima? 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 I don't know why she's not talking. I opened her mic, Miss Thing. I seen her number since the show first started. I opened her mic, but she's not talking. Naima.
Oh, can I give her a happy birthday shout out to my mother, the one of the best hairdressers in Atlanta?
Yes,
she's one of the hot colorist legendary girls, Portia Milan. Happy birthday, Ma.
Yes, happy birthday to my sister Portia Milan, honey. Yes, bitch. Naima's not talking, honey. I don't know why she's not talking, honey.
Well, she did apologize.
The higher up.
That was very womanly of her. She did apologize. I will give her that. You know, but I just, you know, I thought it was just a little. And then they said something about the Keisha girl is the one who you tased her or something, Kelly. Why did you tase that lady? Hello? Cricket. Kelly.
Tiffany is back.
Yeah, I don't think so. You don't want to tell us? What happened with that? I never knew about that story.
What story are you talking about?
The girl, the story where they say you tased that lady.
We're going
I know
to...
she's the one who pulled out the mace with Rodney. Now,
we're
what
going
happened
to...
about you tasing her?
Oh, shit.
Tiffany, you was on a roll tonight.
This bitch is coming. Bitch, you tried to break the legs off of these motherfuckers tonight.
Why did you tase that lady, Kelly? Okay, so now we play cricket. Sure, put me back on mute. I ain't got the time.
Wait, hold on. We got a lot of callers, though. Hold on, babe. Oh, my computer is really... This computer is working, honey. We got a lot of callers. You sit right there, honey, okay? You go nowhere, honey. You sit right there, honey, because you don't make girls start pressing one now, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air. Wait, hold on. I'm waiting for it to come up. This shit, get on my... Hold on. Let me try it again. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, can somebody tell me how Katrina Ebony got to Atlanta?
Her and Vicky Gotti took the Uber. Now, you're not going to keep coming for Katrina if you don't say Vicky, too. Her and Vicky Gotti rode the Uber from New York City to Atlanta. Godly.
What the fuck is an Uber?
It's a luxury car service. And all I know is whoever wake up tomorrow because the banks will close today, they're going to be plenty pissed tomorrow.
Put me back on mute.
Okay. The next caller we have is 443-360. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I told.
443. Hello. Okay. You're gone. It should be live on the air.
Yeah. This Uber thing, oh my gosh, man. I honestly, it's like a Uber, like a luxury cab. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Driver, you can put me off over here.
And it must
be. You can't even comment on luxury cabs because we know you walk to and from the bar. So you know absolutely.
Oh, hold on. See now, Tiffany, you come for certain people that you think you can come for, but you ain't trying to come for everybody else. See, so I think you just need to take your self and just go about your business, because I ain't really wasn't trying to say nothing about you. You hear me? I wasn't trying to say nothing about
okay,
you.
Bitch,
I was going to wait until tomorrow. I was going to wait until tomorrow.
Do we congratulate all the other years?
Okay,
I guess
I'll
not.
I'll start.
No, 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 Rodney. Just for consistency, we won't start with the prodigies.
Oh, shit.
Somebody just hit my inbox, and somebody said, Marcus, are the People's Choice Awards going to be bigger than those little Tic Tacs they gave out?
I guess we have a great surprise for the girls. Rodney has seen them. Rodney, would you like to speak on the People's Choice Awards?
The People's Choice Awards, for those that will be receiving them, you would definitely want to keep them.
Yeah, but I think the awards were nice at the Atlanta Awards Ball. They were personalized with your name and what category you won. So basically, you have a receipt that costs money.
It?
Yeah, as their name, as their name printed on it. Yes.
Yeah, it does, Kelly.
At the ball, our name and the category.
And the category. So there'll be no faking talking about you was of the year, this, and this, that year, because maybe we'll ask you to see the award with your name on it for all the girls who'll be making up day of the year.
How many weeks ago they knew who won of the year to have people's names engraved on them?
They knew as soon as they had their meeting.
Right. Kelly, it only takes a day to engrave awards, girl.
Yeah, it don't take that long.
Well, I mean, because that goes to show you that they probably did not subcontract their stuff, and it was paid for.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
Now, Alexis, that was a stretch, girl. That was a stretch.
Oh, and still get all the information that is needed on their needs.
Right.
Okay. Well,
but their category trophies were definitely fab, heavy, really, really, really nice. So congratulations to them. But yeah, I mean, you know, they placed value where they chose to place value.
Okay.
Like people for the other years anyway. A lot of people just view them at the bar or do whatever. So it was just you know, just a token of appreciation.
I want to be clear, any person that leads their People's Choice Award at the ball, yeah, worry about it. If you win anything else ever from me again, I'm going to give you a certificate or a piece of paper. You'll have a reason to leave it next time.
How do you know who it is, Michael? Would that be personalized as well?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
The name of the award, if their name is not on there, the name of the award always is on there. I've never been that tacky to only just put the name of the ball and then you just say of the year and then you just get told what category you were of the year for. I've never been that tacky.
Oh, okay. So, this is the actual category you would know who it was.
Yeah, at least the category, right.
I'm so motherfucking tired, bitch, okay?
Why, Kelly? A lot of people took Ubers and trains and Chinese buses all the way to up there. You flew, girl. You got back home quick.
Yes, I did, bitch, but I was tired, baby, okay?
Hey, you know what, Kelly? I'm surprised you don't ever get jet lag.
Yeah, all day.
Jet lag from what?
Because, you know why? Because the simple fact is that, Kelly, well, you travel so much, and the thing is, like, I remember one time you traveled to California, and you know how the climate change can sometimes make people sick.
She don't fly that often, bitch.
Well, I mean, it's like almost every ball she's at.
That don't
mean she flies. So, Alexis, are you saying she's not a jet setter?
So what you saying, she... You saying she do Ubers too?
Ooh.
No, I'm not the girl in the Uber.
Marcus.
You know that sounded fierce, Tiffany, like you about to be fierce.
No, honey. Miss Alexa said Kelly plans on taking an Uber all the way from New York to North Carolina, baby.
Well, I hope she does it smartly. That's all I'm gonna respond. I hope she makes it. I hope she does it a smart way.
I know Alexis didn't say that when she's sitting in the Uber right now.
I think
she just realized that, Kelly. Kelly, she just inboxed that to me. She said,
"Inbox, I can't stand a lie fat bitch."
Kelly, she what? Said, and you took an Uber from the airport. She said, "When you got from the airport, you took an Uber home."
Alexis, Brian said he knows you don't.
Girl, why?
Yes, that he want to say God bless you.
Girl, is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Kelly, it's no shade, Alexa. That's a very shady thing for the girls to be like, and bless you.
Girl, see, you trying to get me started.
We're
going to
lie. He said, sad.
Well, you know what the girls are saying about them Ubers? They're saying that the Ubers are ran by the feds.
Okay. No.
Wow, really, Bishop?
The girls always want to say something.
And did you know, Bishop, that the owner of Uber dates Tyra Banks?
Yeah. I saw that tea with what Mika was saying.
No, it actually was on Wendy Williams. She was talking about the other day.
I still don't think he's worth no $2.9 billion unless he owns something else, but.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Starts. Hey, y'all. This is me. I woke up out of my sleep just to say this message. I watched the video with Katrina or whatever. I thought it was sexy until she got down. How long does it take for folks to ask to learn this fucking simple basketball to get her raggedy ass from at the top or the slide to the bottom? You know, to the ground. That's all
Katrina, Shamika.
That's not Shamika. I don't think that's Shamika. That's my best.
Yes, Daddy.
That's Shamika.
Yeah, I have Shamika. Man. Okay, it just takes 10 seconds to learn a basket toss. Instead of her, she was about to damn the disfigure the fag that grabbed her heel. Like, I don't know what genius that was. But I think that's what messed it up.
Shamika, I think the next time they do commentary, they should let you do it on the mic with them at the Rodney, what you think about that?
Sounds good.
Shamika,
will you take the mega bus from New Orleans to North Carolina?
I can fly. I'm not gonna take no mega bus. Been flipping over. Fuck that. That serious, baby. I take a flight. I ain't taking no mega bus nowhere.
Okay, are you responsible for your own flight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, girl. Well, girl, come on to the ball, girl. We're going to let you do commentary. We're going to hide you all the way in the back because we're not going to let the girl see you because they might want to attack you, girl. Because your mouth, it's me.
Hey, bitch, I could see adding another motherfucking night to the motherfucking radio station, bitch. And Shamika and the Tiffany motherfucking show, mistake, bitch. Because those two cunts, bitch, girl,
they be trying it.
No, seriously. Kelly, it was a good weekend for you. Like,
Kelly, I'm going to encourage you.
It was a really good week for you. It was a good weekend for you. You look good all weekend. I can honestly say that it was a great weekend for you.
Kelly, as your legal advisor, I would encourage you not to have them do a show, because I think that's the show that would get picked up for network television, and then you'd be gagging if you gave them a start.
That would be shame.
You would have to be, in fact, if you do that, you and Jasmine would have to be the executive producers of the show. Y'all would have to write that in their contract now, because I can see them bitches actually, you know, two cut, bitch, they'll put that on VH1 quick.
Buddy, bitch,
shout out to the VH1 producer that was at the ball in Atlanta.
Mona Scott
wasn't
King.
Wasn't Mona Scott Simmons here?
Her name is Mona Scott King, honey.
Mona Scott,
get all them chicks, and her wig still be wrong. Fucking
Her wig never right. Girl, you supposed to wait till you make the show, girl. You can't read her yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mona Scott look a mess. She been looking a mess. She didn't got
you
on.
Gonna
mind, her still not on.
You going to need her.
Y'all heard some more of the girls going to jail for injecting somebody else and died.
We're not going to talk about Kelly Mizrahi like that. We're not going to talk about Kelly daughter like that. We gonna pray for her. She's a very nice young lady. It's an unfortunate incident.
My daughter who?
Armani Davenport, Ms. Rahi.
I don't know who that is.
Kelly, that was one of the 21 you stole from me, girl.
Oh.
What number is she, Marcus? Number 14?
Y'all know y'all saved her that night because I was going to report her ass when I saw her in a drag show down here on Berg. And y'all told me that she went and paid her fees and shit, and she was on the right path. And I see y'all lied because y'all didn't want me to get that motherfucking $2,500, but I ain't tripping.
No, she had turned herself. She had turned herself in, but I think the charges got upgraded per se.
Yeah, for somebody else, it's an additional death.
Well, we're going to pray for her. She's a really sweet lady.
Because she was crying, baby, that night. They was like, in the building we have from RuPaul's Drag Race, Armani Davenport. Baby, she was running from the spotlight. I said, ooh, that's what it is right there. Let me call 911. Oh, y'all seen her that night. I was going to get that money. I'm sorry. I saw her in a drag show.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, what's the tea, Miss Honey? Ain't nobody fucking in Atlanta jail. Y'all got it quiet on here. What's the tea down here?
We didn't know if the girls was fucking or not. No shade.
Come on, Miss Marcus, y'all. You get on the tea, honey. Come on. You know who's down here fucking who's talking, honey.
No, we was out having brunches. We was acting very white woman. We was going to brunch and dinners and things like that. But, you know, the tea will get out. Somebody will paint somebody. Somebody will, the tea will get out. Give us a few days.
I was turning up, honey. And when it's not you, honey, you in the clear because you home and you tell everybody else tea. But when it's you, you don't want to spill it.
Oh, so you heard I had somebody this weekend? Who did I have?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Well,
I'm
I
sure.
Close for Trevor, like
getting
out of Atlanta.
Seems like you won't have
them.
Canceled. Oh, no. Put me on mute. I don't want that, honey. Got my
Why you
Uber.
Trying to find the tea? Why you trying to find the tea out about him then?
My name is not Naima Bishop. Get off of my back, honey.
It's your private caller. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, am I live?
Yes, you are.
How you doing?
Hey, Kelly, I have a quick question. What's the tea with Samaria living with her grandma?
Hit her up on her page and ask her. Bitch, she'll tell you.
So, hold on, I want to get this right. We reading people for having somewhere to stay now?
Right, and their family love it. Like, I don't see nothing
that'll
wrong
make,
with
that. Don't make
Sanaya
sense to me.
I love Sanaya. Right. I don't care if Sanaya had to be quiet because grandma's in the next room. I don't care if she had to wait till after 6 o'clock to get the remote because she's watching the story. What else? Come on, Maury.
That's for the girls who think that's a problem, they really have their priorities messed up because my family's always told me it's no shade. If anything ever happens, you are always have somewhere to go.
Right.
Yeah, come back home. Don't be.
Look, always have somewhere to go. Right. That don't. It's some shame.
And
what
then
kind
the thing I don't get is a lot of the gays are tolerated, not loved by their family. That's a totally different thing. So I mean.
No shade. I would never want to go home because, bitch, I wouldn't want to follow some of them rules. But you know, I didn't know that was a read that you stay with your family.
Well,
that's what I say.
I can't go home. Me and that lady can never live together.
Oh, you could, girl. If your choices was the pier and go to your mother's house, where you going?
Oh, baby, I would go, bitch. But baby, we can't. Baby, better off. We better off me being here and her being there, baby, honey. Because us living together, we just fight, honey.
Her ex of her mom was. They say her mom comes to the ball sometimes. So I mean, I don't see what's the issue.
Yeah, her mother does come
even
to the ball.
Even if she didn't, you have your living. Your living situation is taken care of in a group where we praise nomads, and I just don't understand how that is a read.
Baby, all these squads in the ballroom, bitch, taking over these super homes, they need to stop.
You know,
a bunch of squatters. If they're at the home, he's just living.
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking.
Did anybody do anything for MLK to celebrate his legacy in a community service? Any good deed, act of kindness, no. Random act of kindness, any generosity?
I made a video that got
That's about it.
I made a video about Letitia that got bashed hard.
Because
and
you
then I also added Martin
Luther
King. I also added Martin Luther King's birthday to it. But you know.
Thanks.
A lot of people don't really pay attention to Martin Luther King, and I don't understand why. I don't understand that at all. They just pay attention to the festivities that go on that week or that weekend of Martin Luther King's birthday, and that's not right.
I personally always do my duty for the community. I stayed inside today. I'm getting over a cold. I didn't go to the parades because the girls have been shooting this shit, and I ain't got time to be running, and I barely could breathe now.
Oh, no.
They get trigger happy, and I don't have time for that.
Well, shout out to the of the year. Congratulations to the House of Milan for winning House of the Year. Congratulations to Honey Garcon for winning Mother of the Year. Father Vito Milan for winning Father of the Year. Donye Mizrahi winning Trophy of the Year. Pretty Boy Realness of the Year. Y'all can help me.
Kelly, did you win any other categories you were in?
Oh, congratulations to Rodney for winning Mr. Out of Towner, and to Paris Revlon for winning Miss.
That's on the 8th. I'll be bringing home my awards.
Okay. So that wasn't a people's choice thing. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Congratulations to Jada Milan for winning Film Queen Face, Film Queen Perfect Tens. I think she won Star of the Year as well. Congratulations to Taz Garcon for winning Statement of the Year. Congratulations to Andre Mizrahi for winning Icon of the Year. I don't know who won Legend.
Congratulations to Taz for being a new father of Atlanta of the House of Garcon.
He been there. Girl, he's been father for almost a whole year, girl. Where you been?
You don't won that too, Marcus.
Father of the Year.
Legend.
Oh, Legend. Congratulations, Vito, for Legend of the Year. Ball of the Year, congratulations to who won it? I didn't hear.
I think V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. No, he won Trophy of the Year. Andre won Flyer of the Year, and then I don't know who won Ball of the Year.
He won Ball of the Year.
Oh. Well, congratulations, Donye, for V for Vendetta.
Andre won
Ball of the Year. His ball barely started.
No, he won Flyer of the Year. You threw me off track. Congratulations to the Lazen Child for winning Runway of the Year.
Congratulations, Mother Mona Ebony, for winning Big Girl's Face of the Year.
Congratulations. She came out as mother?
A godmother. Something with, does she?
Okay. Godmother. Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure. Okay.
Are you sure?
Congratulations.
Huh?
Are you sure?
Sure what?
You said whatever.
No, she is godmother.
Congratulations to Jasmine Khan for winning Film Queen Performance of the Year.
You can't take this lady.
Cool. Yeah.
I like this.
Oh. Well, congratulations, Jasmine. Shout out. I don't know who wants a drag performance of the year.
What I like to can't take that lady because that lady wear it to her.
She did with Big Girl Face of the Year. That's the truth. She did win it.
I don't know what else was there. Oh, Schoolboy of the Year was Tap Milan, Legendary Realness of the Year, Pampers Milan. Ronnie, what else did I miss? I missed the Prodigies. I don't know what they got.
Oh,
Flash won School.
congratulations to Tyreek Chanel from Florida. He won the Realness for 500 on Saturday.
Oh, shout out. That's Mumbles, right?
Yeah.
He's definitely real, and I want to see the trans men come and play. KT versus Mumbles. I need to see that battle. They're both sexy. They're both real. It is definitely a battle.
I told y'all, man, 2014, the year of the trans man.
Yes, KT, I need you in Charlotte. Mumbles, I need you in Charlotte. I want to see y'all battle down for trans man realness and trans man sex siren.
All the trans men, I know the trans men. All the trans men will definitely be in Philadelphia. They got a little thing with the trans men and the butchers going to battle down at the Philly Awards Ball.
Okay, well, moving on, as I said, I would like to see them in North Carolina. Because Kelly and so Shade. Right, girl. You won't use us, girl. You won't use us, honey. We like to see all the trans men, especially Mumbles and especially KT, battle for trans man sex siren and trans man realness in North Carolina. And if both of y'all show up, I'll make it hot.
That's going to be a fierce battle.
Okay,
it is going to be a fierce battle.
That, because I haven't seen that boy's YouTube.
We're going to make it hot right now, bitch. Because,
we're not going to make it hot right now because I want to see both of them show up first.
We're going to make it hot right now, bitch, okay? Because I'm sitting here and I can barely keep my eyes open, bitch, okay? Everybody say goodnight.
That's turning it.
Bitch, okay, I'm sitting here falling asleep, bitch, okay? I'll leave. Y'all can sit here, bitch. Y'all can sit here and talk about yourself, bitch. I'll leave the phone right here, bitch.
I mean,
no.
Kelly, you don't live for the trans man.
Baby, I don't live for the trans man. I live for my motherfucking bed that I have not been in since motherfucking Friday.
Yeah, I told you. You tired. You can get some rest, boo.
I'm about to get some rest. I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so everybody say goodnight. We got 4 minutes and 46 seconds, honey.
All right. Good night, everybody. Y'all have a great one. And remember my disclaimer, with just entertainment.
All right.
Good night, Rodney.
Good night.
Good night. Be blessed. Stay out of Uber.
Congratulations to Taz Garçon, Thug Realness of the Year, as well. Congratulations and Statement of the Year. Good night, everybody. For those who are privy to the recap of the recap, we're going live shortly.
Well, bitch, I'm going to bed soon.
I know, girl. You got
everybody, I'm Kelly. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. We're going to take you away with our two commercials. We'll be back live on the air tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesday with the Trash Talk cast. And don't forget Wednesday night, the Icon CEO, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be on the air for the State of Emergency. Please go on Facebook and go to the like page where you can definitely get all the information. Definitely don't have to blog talk to definitely find the episode that was definitely aired here tonight. You could just go there and click the link, and it'll download straight to your phone or whatever device that you use it from on Facebook. I love y'all all for loving me. Good night.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice.
Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Sheldon Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga present the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The rich bitch, bitch stole my look, for $1,000. Femme Queen Face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ Magazine, for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance, for $500. High Fashion Streetwear, Versace, 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 for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less, for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.D. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook event page. February 15th.